class. And the first thing I'm going to do here is maybe lower this a little bit so you can see where I'm tapping the dowel. There, that's a little. There we go. Now you can see my face too. All right. So I'm going to bring blood up to the brain to start. So much of the work that we're doing now involves the brain, entangling our brain with the universe, the universal healing chi. So let's get some blood up into the brain through the vertebral artery, starting at the base of the neck at C7 and going right up through the brain stem. Activating the basal artery between the ears. And flushing the brain with blood, as well as through the carotid arteries, coming up from the stomach meridian up into the facial arteries on both sides of the front of the dowel. It's very important to keep good circulation coming to the brain. Normally, our brain takes 25% of the entire amount of blood that we have in the body. All right, let's oxygenate the blood. The phrenic nerve at the entire body, the phrenic nerve at cervical 5 to the diaphragm, saturating the lungs with oxygen. And then, of course, the heart pumps all the blood through the lungs back to the heart and then through the body. So we're oxygenating the blood, and now we're balancing the blood through T1, our bone marrow, for the red blood cells, the white blood cells, the platelets, everything related to blood health from T1. And then we'll just tap all the way down to the spleen, also producing blood cells at T7. So we're hitting the whole immune system, the heart, and the lungs, and everything else as well. We're going to relax our neck and shoulders, and then bring the blood back up to the brain. First again, through the vertebral artery, starting at the base of the neck, at C7, up through the brain stem, our life center, to the basal artery, coming from ear to ear. As well as the carotid arteries. Through the facial arteries. Right up through to the right frontal lobe for relaxation. GB13 and 14. And we'll balance it by tapping on the left side too for the cognitive side of the brain. For good brain functioning, the entire brain opened up. And also the olfactory nerve, cranial number 1, right above the ear, saturating our sinus cavity with lots and lots of bioelectricity, which affects the entire brain. The sinus cavity is really large inside of here. And that olfactory nerve, the smell nerve, going through the hippocampus and then saturating the sinus cavity, entangles the entire brain with good bioelectricity. Now we've got a brain that's opened up with all the cranial nerves, cervical 1, 2, 3, 4 nerves. We've got oxygenated, balanced blood up into the brain. and lots of bioelectricity. And the root to our whole body, of course, is relaxation. So relaxation is not a given. Sometimes we have to work on it. And I actually wanted to talk about that for a minute today, because I think, you know, that we all need to get through these the pandemic. It's tough. And the politics, the election. And so we have to stay balanced individually. Our balanced energy will affect not only ourselves, but everyone around us. And I suggest strongly for our own well-being, mine included, which is why I'm bringing any of this up at all, is to support ourselves, our loved ones, and the entire planet to get to that point of compassion, love, understanding, and healing. Okay, so now with the Galaxy One machine right here, we're entangling our brain with the healing energy through the entire universe as well. We're relaxed, our brain is working, and now we can bring all this wonderful stuff in our mind, in our brain, in the bioelectricity, and also we've done the blood already down into the entire body. So, let's see here. Where am I? I've got 19 people online, it looks like, and whoopsie daisy. Okay, guys, work for me. Okay, starting with Dolly, who came on very early today, arthritis in the lower back. Okay, so let's work on the immune system, okay, and the autoimmune system, which will cover a lot of issues for the day. So right now, let's open up T1, our blood, bone marrow. Is my hair sticking up? It feels like it. T1, T2, the thymus gland, the boss of the killer T cells. T3, our lungs, healthy lungs, and the lymphatic system. T4, our skin and our breasts, mammary glands for the woman. T5, the heart, not part of the immune, but we still want to strengthen that nerve, the diaphragm, and of course the spleen. T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. And in the front, through the vagus nerve, strengthening the bone marrow, K27, all the way down, same points, to the diaphragm, and K22, which is also the ghrelin hormone point for healthy metabolism. So for arthritis, we definitely want our T cells to only attack bacteria and viral cells and the bad stuff in the body, certainly not our own tissue, including the bones, our muscle, our nerves. So arthritis. And we're going to go to the ouch point for Dolly right now in her lower back, okay? So we're going to come down through the whole spine. From the brainstem, let's open up again. See, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then through the T points in between the shoulder blades, and also relaxing the trapezius muscle on either side of the vertebrae as we're coming down to T8, 9, 10, 11, 12 for the lower back, for the arthritis in the lower back, loosening up the spine to the waist and lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sacrum 1, 2, 3. We'll go all the way down to sacrum 5 here. For the entire spine. So numbness, usually on the left, any kind of numbness is could be a blockage of the nerves, and it also could be circulation. So the brainstem, heart, lungs, circulation, and then opening up the spine, releasing all of the blockages. We're going to mirror that in the mirror neurons, releasing all our blockages. For everyone in the class today. Okay. So for the left side, just opening up, whether it's the shoulder, arms, all the way down to the legs. And for the left, for the right arm as well. And diabetes or sugar, opening up the pancreas. And we'll do that again, okay? And, okay, so Regina, very high blood pressure, diabetes. Okay, so we'll do diabetes for everyone. We're going to really strengthen our pancreas, the head, the body, and the tail. So first we have to open up T7, right below the shoulder blades or right in between the bottom of the shoulder blades. So we can activate the nerves coming out of T8 on the right-hand side that go to our pancreas. And then in the front, coming around from the brainstem, which is blood pressure anyway, opening up the brainstem for blood pressure. Do I have, yes, so I have Tom's new clip on me too today, which doesn't include the herbs for blood pressure, but it does for the brain. herbs for the brain, I need that today. Okay, so, and then in the front, from the brainstem, LA 17 and 18, down through the kidney meridian, through K22, down to stomach 21, all the way across the whole entire pancreas. And the liver, right down through the whole digestive system. Okay, Regina. So, of course, with the MS, I worked on this yesterday as well. Same thing, autoimmune T1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Healthy nerves, healthy muscles. Let's open up the sensory cortex and the motor cortex as well. For good body functioning, and of course, wherever the ouch point is for the MS, and just a refresher, the chi will go where it needs to go. So we're focused on MS, but at any ouch point your son may have throughout the entire body, the healing chi knows where to go to that area. Okay, that's true for everybody. Okay, and blue sky, healthy bowel function. Sure thing. So let's open again. T7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, all the way down lumbar, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Large intestine, descending colon. So we've got everything. The esophagus into the duodenum, into the small intestine, the large intestine, and the colon. Okay, coming right out. And then all the vagus nerves in the front. Coming down again. Stomach 21, 25, CV4, and CV6. And let's ground all this energy. Everything that we've done so far today, you'll continue to feel the energy throughout the entire class. So let me just use my hands for a minute here and soak and saturate the doll, therefore you, with the chi. Relaxing, opening everything up. Oh, dark, gloomy day today. It's a perfectly legitimate fall day, but sometimes, I don't know, I wish it would like either rain, like really rain and get it over with or something, but a cloudy day, sometimes all day, it's hard to deal with. I'd rather have a little bit of sunshine, but I'll take it. It's beautiful. Every day is beautiful. Every day on earth is a beautiful day. And especially healing our body, getting everything activated, and it is. All right, so we did the brain. Macular degeneration. Let's work on eyes right now, okay? So, for our vision, we want to go right to the center of each eye, bladder 1 on the left and the right, and go right up the forehead, BO 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right above the hairline on each side. Opening up the growth hormone cells. Healthy cells for all of us, okay? Metabolism here. And T3 for your dad. And K25 for healthy lungs. And we will definitely do that again. Okay. Right shoulder. We'll do plenty of shoulders, okay, throughout the whole session. Skin. For Karen Sulak. Hi, Karen. All right, so let's open up T4 for you, K24, and go right to the ouch point on the skin below the belly button here. So from stomach 21 through stomach 25, CV4, CV6, and your mom, lumbar 4 and 5. All right, so we're going to do emotions, Karen, all right? Again, so GB13 and 14, right frontal lobe to the top of the head. Relaxing the shoulders. Okay, now we're going to work on the shoulders for anybody with shoulder issues. Coming down the neck here for the cervical dystonia, C1 through 7, stomach 9, 10, 11, 12 to the arms. And on the right side of the brain, we want to open up the yemen below the occipital ridge. And let's tap on the parotid gland while we're there on the right and the left. Major salivary glands here, our fountain of youth, our saliva keeping everything moist, and it's anti-inflammatory fluid as well. Balancing your emotions. Emotions for everybody. Okay. Spiced jelly beans. Normal fat levels in the blood. Okay, so again. So circulation, brain stem. Coming right down through C5, 6, 7, T1, and 2. Blood, blood, blood. Now, Tom had a new interesting, using fish oil in the clip here, fish oil or whatever you have for that, to entangle with the body to pull out fat that we don't need, and calcium for arthritis and other blockages in the body. So that's a new thing that came up for us in Haverhill on Thursday morning. Interesting concept. I really like it. And so we're going to, you know, work on the idea of using fish oil to bring out the fat in the blood, okay? Just our mental thought of it. Entangling the fish oil in with the bone marrow blood producer, releasing all fat from the blood. You never know. We try everything. And that is what I love about Tom Tam's healing system. Okie dokie. There you go. Okay, Julie, word to you. And let's do CLL. Again, blood. We all need our blood to be so healthy. So let's open up also C7. Because when we open up C7, which is right at the base of the neck, it goes right into the first big vertebrae in between our shoulder blades. And if we can keep C7 open, then it is it's easier to open up T1 for the blood. So C7, which is also the nerves for the parathyroid gland for our bone health, relaxing that whole area of the cervical vertebrae coming down into T1, okay? for good, healthy blood for Julie. All the way down, Julie, to the spleen at T7, T8 and 9 for the liver, liver 13 and 14, opening up K27 down to K22, all the way to the liver, and we'll hit the kidneys in the front, CV4, CV6, opening up T7 again, so we can get down through the liver at T9 on the right-hand side, healthy liver, all the way down to lumbar 2 for the kidneys. Purifying our blood for us. All right, I can really feel that energy flowing down through my stomach right now. That's awesome. All right, so for Georgia, let's open up C1 all the way for blood circulation down to the right shoulder here. C1 all the way down, opening up the trapezius, the sternocleidomastoid muscle, coming up from the stomach meridian points, holding up the skull. Lots of circulation, opening that up into the right shoulder. And so, Bruce, I know you're on right now. So, we're anybody with right shoulder arm issues, let's really focus on us right now. Let me use the knife for this, okay? Sternocleidomastoid muscle, trapezius coming from the skull all the way out to the right shoulder, opening up T1 through T3, that whole area along the shoulder blade, also coming out to the right shoulder. Wow, I'm sweating. I might have to take off my jacket here. That's amazing. That is some strong chi. Ooh. Okay, here we go. Let's see where we are here. Medulla and hearing. Okay. Oh, yes, hearing, GB12, the auricular nerve, and we're on the right side right now. The cranial 8 going to the middle ear, and the relaxing or opening up the trigeminal, coming all the way around the ear, through the jaw, and back up around, and on the left side too. Opening up the ears for hearing. And if for this is good for tinnitus or any ear issue, okay? All right, let's see here. Excuse me, okay. All right, so for the running nose, that, of course, we want to open up the olfactory nerve right above the ear, gallbladder 8, cranial number 1, and C3. The pancreas again. And lung cancer, I didn't think she had lung cancer anymore. I mentioned this last week. So let's open up the lungs. And Bruce, this chi will continue to go through your right shoulder through the whole class, okay? And T3. And we will do weight. Okay. Lymphatic lining of the lungs, okay. Specifically, let's do that. Okay, so let's open up the lymphatic system at T3, which is also the nerves coming out to the lungs. We're going to focus on the left-hand side for the lymph nodes in the left lung. into the stomach all the way down in the front of the dough. Through the whole vagus nervous system, as well as the spinal nervous system, both of the autonomic, okay? The yin and the yang, the spine and the vagus, down through the stomach, lungs, and everything, okay? For both. Okay, so the chemo, what we're going to do, we're going to do metabolism for everybody. Wow, did I just get hot tapping for Julie and your mom there? You guys must be tapping as well. Everybody's energy is just really strong right now. So let's just hold on to it and ground it, okay? Let me do that right now. We're going to bring all this chi right down through all of us. And then ground it to K1 and liver 3. Releasing all the toxins in the body, okay, through metabolism, opening up the brown fat cells, the growth hormone cells involved in the metabolic system to get rid of toxins, also to eat our white fat cells for energy and creating all new healthy cells. So any leftover chemo in the body, this is how we're going to get rid of that, okay, through metabolism. Also, you know, through the liver and the blood and all, cleaning the blood and everything else will help with that too. Improve prostate. So, PSA levels. Let's open up for the prostate. Opening up T7. All right, I'm definitely feeling more grounded right now. All the way down to lumbar 3 for the prostate. And there you go. Now the hearing, gonna open up these ears again. Everybody's having a problem with the hearing. So I don't know why that is right now, but if we open up the cranial nerves and C1, 2, 3, 4, that should really help with our hearing, okay? GB12, the auricular, cranial 8, C3, 4, going to the ears. Again. All right. Okay, so for the hernia, let's come all the way down through the vagus nerves, K22, all the way down to CV4, CV6. And ED again, all the way down to sacrum 3. And again, I assume RA is rheumatoid arthritis autoimmune. Okay, Bruce. We're going to work on Bruce right now, okay, for the painful right shoulder again. So let's open up from the brain. Let's open up the blood to the brain again, opening up the yemen, the parotid glands, coming down from the brainstem, heart, lung, circulation, C5 oxygenating our lungs and the blood, C5, 6, 7 opening up the radial and ulnar nerves coming down through the right shoulder. Stomach 9, 10, 11, 12, right above the clavicle. All the nerves coming out to the shoulder. Let's open up the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland, releasing hormones to relieve the pain, releasing all the pain in the right shoulder. No more pain, okay? Let's work on that, Bruce, okay? That really can and has worked for me in getting rid of pain is putting it in the mirror neurons, just suggesting it to ourselves. The pain is gone. The pain is gone. The pain is gone. No more right shoulder pain. And this can, it's physiologically, it's not just suggestion. It's using the brain to support the suggestion. Mirror neurons, BL6, no more pain. And this can be, work for everybody, no matter what your situation is. All right? You guys got it. Thank you. And then for the cancer, again, K25, bioelectricity, my daily lecture. Bioelectricity, 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 opening up every cell to be balanced bioelectrically. Protons, neutrons, electrons, ion channels, perfect nervous system functioning, velocity of all the nerves flowing throughout the body, releasing our blockages so that the nervous system can work at its maximum performance. Bioelectricity is the key to our health. Opening up the bioelectricity is our challenge. And that is what we're doing with Tong Ren. So again, releasing all our blockages so our bioelectricity can flow without impediment. No matter what the cancer is, no matter what your disease is or illness, when we open up the nervous system, our body is restored to health. But a lot of times these blockages are based on past emotional and, you know, or current stress even can cause blockages. That's why we have to work with the whole thing, you know, with the mind, relaxation. As Tom says, be a lazy bum. Take it easy. Let's take it easy on ourselves. And then down to the left hip. It really, it's frustrating that the, you know, that there's not more research around this from the medical field, but that's okay. It's not, you know, what is it supposed to be? Everything will happen. So we are the pioneers of promoting this healing system worldwide. And it's wonderful to be part of this development, this process. I was thinking about last night, I was driving home from Haverhill. I was thinking I could write a book on everyone that I have worked with individually, not just in the classes, but individually, phone work, you know, and when I work on people, the bioelectricity, opening up all the blockages, everything. The number of people for the past over 20 years has, it's just awesome. It's wonderful. Healing so many people. Alrighty, and then for Marsha, lower back and sciatica. All right, so the other thing is, remember that because the olfactory nerve is connected through the hippocampus, which is responsible for memory, it's an avenue to release post-traumatic issues that cause blockages that we may be conscious or not aware of, okay? So, causing blockages. So the olfactory nerve, balancing memory in our mind, releasing any trauma or past issues that may be an impediment for our healing, okay? Hey, you know? All right, and then, so Marsha, we're going to come down through the brainstem, opening up T7 all the way down. Lumbar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sacrum 1, 2, 3. Opening up from lumbar 4 and 5, the sciatica nerve, that wonderful thick nerve that's so helpful until it gets blocked. And then it's very, difficult to live with. So we're going to open up all the blockages in the hip area so that sciatica nerve can flow freely through, down through the legs and into the foot with no blockage. All right, there you go. Immune that causes dry eyes. Okay, so my favorite point, the parotid gland, our fountain of youth, right below GB12. Da, 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 da. Saliva, 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 saliva. Going right to the eyes, okay, once it's processed and everything. It's so great to be able to feel like when I do this, more saliva underneath my own tongue, because it's such a healing fluid. And like I say, you know, I know this to be true because when I was most intent on being a Tai Chi student for many years and really into it, I noticed, before even knowing that saliva was so healing, I had a lot of very comfortable feeling saliva always flowing in my mouth, and that's what it is, it's healing. So, and then the autoimmune, T1-2, we do not want your T cells attacking your own tissue. For Suzanne, or Susan, Suzanne, either one. And also in the front, opening up K27 to K22. Okay, pancreas pain, endocrine optimization. All right, so endocrine system on either side of the top of the head, okay? So the center of the head, this is governor vessel 22, 23. For the hypothalamus and pituitary gland, and on either side is the endocrine system. So let's open up the endocrine system. Wow. Okay. And then, of course, we're opening up everything else up in that area, too. And then coming right down to your pancreas, opening up T7-8 on the right-hand side. And this is great for diabetes and everything, you know, our insulin regulator. Healthy pancreas. Thank you, pancreas. Thank you, liver. Thank you, bladder. Thank you, kidneys. Thank you, heart. Thank you, lungs. Thank you, every organ in our body. Okie dokie. Thank you, Karen. All right, here we go. Hi, Nadia. All right, so happy Sunday to you, too. Yes. Dizzy. I know. That's why I started out the dizziness. That is why I started the class today with doing so much blood to the brain, because as soon as I got in front of the computer screen here, for some reason I got dizzy. And I know that all of our energy is interacting, so I didn't feel it before I stood in front of the screen, but I felt it as soon as I turned it on. So before I opened up the stream. So it's so much energy. It's unbelievable. So opening up again, let's open up the blood to the brain and relaxing the neck and the shoulders so the vertebral artery can get as much blood up into the brain as possible. Relaxing the neck, relaxing the shoulders. stomach meridian for the carotid arteries coming up to the brain as well. All right, there we go. And this new, not sure about this new med. Okay, healthy. I didn't read about you if you wrote, because Al Bernier was our person yesterday on the computer. So I don't know about your new med, but, you know, we have to be careful with these things. So sometimes blood pressure medication can cause dizziness because it lowers our blood pressure. So let's work on also our brain stem for good blood pressure. Oh, that just helped me a little bit too. I could feel that all the way down through my legs. That's awesome. All right, so that's our interactive energy at work. Healing you, healing me. And then the lungs, T3. It is such a responsibility for my position and for your position becoming healed and better and feeling better. It's our responsibility to help others. That's how it is in my life anyway. So K27, 26, 25, let's open up all the ones. The diaphragm, the alveoli, absorbing more oxygen. All right. So, wow. We're doing pretty good here today. Let me just take a moment here. Have a sip of water. See if I can have a sip without spilling it this time. I switch off between Pellegrino and Perrier. My treat in life. Sparkling water. Okay, so we're going to use my hands with the chi flowing through right now, soaking it in for everyone. All right, we're going to release some happy hormones here. Energy, motivation. Okay, and now I'm going to also, I'll use my hands for the stomach for weight and management and any stomach issues, okay? Anything with anything related to the stomach, the food coming all the way down through the esophagus into the duodenum. Healing the pancreas and the liver, small intestine, large intestine, colon, activating our metabolism, shrinking the stomach if that's what you want. Wow, that felt pretty strong. Okay, Evelyn, let's move right along. Very tight neck, sinuses and lungs. Okay, so let's ground this energy, what we just did. Need to always bring down the energy. K1 and liver 3. Thank you. Okie dokie. So again, sinuses. So let's work one more time. Olfactory nerve, gallbladder 8, C3. And let's just go right into like the front of the face of the dial for the sinus cavity and open up right at the hairline and above the hairline at the top of the head here. We're going to open up all these points here for sinus as well. All right. So GB1314 up to Governor Vessel 22, BL6, the whole thing here, opening it up for sinuses. Okay. Through the temple, down by the nose itself. Okay. And then relaxing the neck, okay? So this part of the throat as well, we want to relax the shoulders. Heat, moist heat, okay, is the best way to relax the neck. Take a dry towel and then heat up a wet towel in the microwave. Throw it on the dry towel around your neck here. This is a really effective way using the moist heat, okay, to relax the neck. It's very effective. And I don't think Jerry's on today, but he did that for me, like in between two massage sessions, a tuna or whatever we call what I do, healing. And he did it twice a day. I didn't even ask him to do that. And he came back without any knots in his neck at all. All gone. Just from doing that at home twice a day in between sessions, okay? So, I suggest it, to try it, to loosen up the fascia, the muscles, opening up the blockages. It can be very helpful. So, we're going to open up right now the occipital ridge from ear to ear, gallbladder 12, right through the brainstem to the other ear, and below it, the yimin, right below the skull. The trapezius coming down C1 to C7 out to the shoulders and stomach 9, 10, 11, 12. And grounding the energy again. This is what I'm noticing today during today's session is this is what is needed. I don't know why, but that's the energy that I picked up. And so we want to keep bringing this energy down, all right, down to K1 and lever 3. Empathy, you know, and being a healer, we have a lot of empathy, as many, many of you do, if not all of you. We can feel what other people are feeling. And therein lies the responsibility, because we, through helping others, we help ourselves and vice versa. So today, definitely, I'm feeling the need to keep everyone grounded. Don't know why, but that's what I felt right from the very beginning, and I'm continuing to feel throughout the session. So it's really cool, though, because I feel great. And therefore, I think you do, too. So for vertigo and frustration, okay, frustration, let's just get rid of that frustration. Let's go with the relaxation. Accepting, acceptance, acceptance, acceptance. It's very difficult to accept the way things are sometimes, but necessary to achieve that neutral feeling. Letting go of the frustration. For your mom. And the vertigo, just ear to ear. Okay, the whole brain, balancing the brain. And we've been working on the brain through the whole session, Evelyn. So I think your mom should be feeling much better. All right? And we did the hearing. Okay, loss of hearing and speech. So blood to the left side of the brain. All right? So opening up on the left side, the yimin, going through the up through, in, and around the occipital ridge. That's the language, the speech part of the brain on the left-hand side. And speech, it's the same, you know, same thing, but all the cranial nerves as well, from ear to ear, the cranial nerves, especially on the left side for speech here. Language, left speech, left side of the brain, memory, speech, language, and hearing. And muscle strength, let's go to the sensory cortex and the motor cortex. Opening up the motor nerves, all of the nerves in the body. More blood circulation throughout the muscles for all of us, okay? And again, we're going to bring it all right down through the legs. Opening up any blockages along the way for everyone, okay? And grounding the energy down to the feet. And MS again, T12347. Stop the T cells from attacking our own tissue, the thymus gland, T2. And K2726. All right, here we go. You're welcome. Breast to spine. Okay, T4, spine bone. I got it. T4, K24. And again, if you were on earlier in the day through the class, oh God, it's, what time is it? All right. What am I talking about? Bioelectricity, that speech, okay? As long as we have a completely bioelectric environment throughout the entire body, through the nervous system, every cell balanced, protons, neutrons, electrons, all of the, everything opened up with the bioelectricity, the ion passageways and everything, okay? Then there's no more metastases, and we're going to get rid of any cancer cells with that. You or we or anyone already has, okay, have T4 opening up also your parotid, parathyroid gland for the bone. Bioelectricity. All right. Okay, Julie, thank you. Your mom felt the tingling. You felt it also. Me too. Yes. All right. Let's see if we have any other requests. Somebody from for the brain tumor. Okay, let's do this on the right side. Let's get the bioelectricity to the brain and get rid of that tumor. Okay, on the right side of the brain, behind the right ear. So opening up this occipital ridge through the brainstem on the right-hand side, getting all of the brain functioning with balanced bioelectricity, opening everything up and getting rid of that tumor. Yes, stable and shrinkage. We would like no tumor. Right hand side. All right, let me just use my hand right there for you as well, okay? I mean, the hammer is an extension, okay, of the chi flowing through all of us. So this is just a little more direct sometimes. It is also magnetic, which I think helps the hammer. releasing that right tumor behind the ear here. Okay, we're going to bring all that down to the feet. All right, there you go. And good luck. In Canada, Alberta, Canada, for Coco. Blessings to you and all of us. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Vicky. Lyme infection. So, T123. C123, T123. All right, and remember that lower back pain is also starts between the shoulder blades and the waist, the bottom of the trapezius muscle coming down to the waist. I know this so to be so true. So let's open up that trapezius for the lower back pain coming down through the shoulder blades on both sides, down to the waist, opening up the trapezius. So when we get down to the lower back, below the waist, everything's already open. No blockages in the trapezius muscle, and it makes a huge difference in releasing the lower back, okay? All righty. So C123, T123. Neck pain, we've been working the whole time. And happy hormones, I worked on that today too. Happy hormones. So the hypothalamus working with the pituitary gland. Releasing some happy hormones for all of us today. Serotonin, dopamine. Release some oxytocin as well. And metabolism one more time. T123, lumbar 123, C123. Brown fat, brown fat, brown fat to the rescue. Alrighty. There we go. Yeah, I love these flowers too. They're fall, right? Orange, red. They're so beautiful. They smell delicious too. Okay. Allergies and anger. So, very good. Hypothalamus, releasing the anger. All right. GV22 and GV23, releasing the anger. And, you know, depression, the things that cause anger, all right, releasing some of those feelings as well, balancing. Letting go. And C123, allergies, the stronger our immune system is, the less we're allergic to things. So from C123, eyes, nose, ears, for the allergies, and also the olfactory nerve again, GV8, cranial number 1, it's right above the ear here. And then strengthening our immune system one more time, T12347. All right, and K27, down to K22. And there we go. K1 and liver 3, let me check to see who else. And Christine, I know I don't remember what you asked for, but you can write it in right now. I don't know what time it is, 4:30. So we still have a couple more minutes, okay? Okay, Evelyn, that's great that you're going to try the treatment. Okay, let me see if we have Karen. Okay, a lot of heat. Yes, me too. Can you also tap for my nephew, Ryan? He's small for his age. Growth hormones, okay? So hypothalamus, and let's open up also the brainstem for the neural signals getting up into the brain to the hypothalamus saying, I need this, I need that, and then balancing with the pituitary gland releasing those growth hormones, okay? For your nephew Ryan. But I don't know what the specifics are, but you know, people do grow at different rates at different times of their life, and hope is so important for everyone to know there is light at the end of the tunnel for everything that we're experiencing in life. Miracles happen every day. We're all getting better. We're all working on it. We're all working here together, and that's a wonderful thing. It's a strengthening thing, and it works. All right. Did I miss you, though? Tanya, okay. I did, Christine. I did that, okay? Yes. So multiple myeloma, let's open up T1, T2. But I did the breast and the metastases with the bioelectricity throughout the entire body, getting rid of any current cancer cells that are there, and making sure there's no metastases, that it's all going away through bioelectricity and oxygenated blood, opening up all the blockages to get rid of the cancer cells for everyone. Christine for the breast, and other people that I know for breast as well. Keeping everybody really healthy through a very strong bioelectric system, and incorporating hope into our minds. Hope, balancing our hypothalamus. I think we're done, but I'm not done. Okay, so here we go, guys. Thank you so much. This was a really nice class today. Thank you. So we're going to hold everything in. And bringing it right down to the back. Releasing all our blockages, letting go of pain, tension, stress. Coordinating our minds and our bodies, our spirits, our souls, our emotions. And that concludes our class today, Sunday the 25th, I think it is. I can't believe it. So anyway, I'll see you guys next week. All right, take care. You can always email if you need to talk to me about anything, okay? At pegmos@comcast.net. And if I don't get back to you, send me a, say you, I didn't get back to you, because I get so many emails that it's hard sometimes to catch everyone. But thank you. Thank you.